Week 1, Wednesday, Vespers. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. How is it, Master, right can feel so wrong? There's that temptation back a month ago that I resisted, and although I know I did the right thing, I'm a wreck. I long still, after all this time, to sing the song I stifled then. Where is the triumph? So I won. Convince the corpse down there, and show him how he's better off that he was strong. I asked that very question on the cross, you know. I am like you in everything. But this defeat is not a gain for you, so much as joining me, as you once asked me to, and pulling out from others evil's sting. And afterwards you'll see it wasn't loss. The Master is my light and my rescue. Who can frighten me? Psalm 27, Part 1. Yahweh is my light and my rescue. Who can frighten me? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Who could intimidate me? When unscrupulous people attack me and try to eat the meat off my body, it is my enemies and those who hate me who trip and fall. Even if an army sets up camp against me, my heart will not beat fast. And if war breaks out all around me, it does not bother me at all. There is one thing I want from Yahweh, and this is what I yearn for, to live in Yahweh's house all the days of my life, to see the beauty of Yahweh, and to pray in his temple. And whenever trouble comes upon me, he will find a hiding place for me within his tent. He will put me out of sight in some remote corner of his lodging, or set me high upon a rock, and then my head will rise above my enemies that surround me, and I will offer, there within his tent, my sacrifice of joy, and sing, yes, I will sing my praise to Yahweh. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master is my light and my rescue. Who can frighten me? I yearn to look upon you, Master. Please do not turn your face away from me. Part 2. Then please listen, Yahweh, when my voice utters its cry. Please have mercy and give me an answer. You said, look for my face. And I answered, yes, Yahweh, I look for your face. So do not turn your face away from me, and do not dismiss your slave in anger, because you have been my helper. Do not leave and abandon me, God of my rescue. No, when even my father and mother abandon me, Yahweh will still take care of me. Please teach me, Yahweh, your ways, and lead me along a smooth path because of my enemies. Please do not hand me over to the ones who hate me, because lying witnesses are making charges against me, people whose very breath is violence. If it were not for my belief that I would see Yahweh's goodness in the land of the living. So wait for Yahweh. Keep up your spirits. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I yearn to look upon you, Master. Please do not turn your face away from me. He is the firstborn of all creation, so that he will have the first place in everything. Song, Colossians 1, 12-20. We thank the Father who has made you fit to share the inheritance of the sacred people in the light, and who extricated us from the power of darkness and moved us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, from whom we have forgiveness and removal of our sins, and who is the visible counterpart of the invisible God, and the firstborn of the whole of creation, because everything in heaven and on earth was created in him, everything visible and invisible, thrones, dominations, principalities, and powers, everything, was created through him and for him. He himself exists before everything, and everything is kept in existence in him. He is also the head of the body, which is the community. He is its principality, its ruler and source, the firstborn of the dead, so that he will have the first place in everything, because he thought it proper for all the fullness of being to be located in him, and for everything on earth and in heaven to be brought by him into conformity with him, as he made peace by shedding blood on his cross. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. He is the firstborn of all creation, so that he will have the first place in everything. Reading, James 1, 22 and 25. And be people who act on what is said, and do not simply listen to it, and so contradict yourselves. But if a person looks into the perfect law, the law of freedom, and keeps at it, and is not an absent-minded listener, but acts on it, he will be successful in what he does. Please claim me again as your own, Master, and have mercy on me. Please claim me again as your own, Master, and have mercy on me. Do not abandon me with immoral people. Have mercy on me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please claim me again as your own, Master, and have mercy on me. The God of power has done a mighty deed in me. Holy is his name. The Magnificat. My soul is full of the Master's magnificence. My spirit is bursting with joy in God my Savior, because he has turned his eyes toward his poor little slave. And now from this time on, people will honor me through all the ages to come. Yes, the God of power, the one whose very name is holy, has done tremendous things in me. His kindness reaches from age to age to those in awe of him. He has flexed his strong right arm and routed arrogance and conceit. He has toppled powers from their thrones and elevated nobodies. He has filled the hungry with the best cuisine and sent the rich away with nothing. He has given support to his servant Israel, just as he told our ancestors, remembering to shower his mercies on Abraham and his descendants forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The God of power has done a mighty deed in me. Holy is his name. In everything we do, the Master's name should be being praised, because he surrounds his chosen people with boundless love. So let our prayers come before him. Master, please show us your love. Please remember your sacred community, Master. Please keep her from any harm, and let her grow in the fullness of your love. Master, please show us your love. Please have every nation recognize you as the one true God, and your Son Jesus as the Prince you sent. Master, please show us your love. Please bestow prosperity on our neighbors, and give them life and happiness forever. Master, please show us your love. Please comfort the ones who are burdened with hard labor and daily difficulties, and preserve the dignity of workers. Master, please show us your love. Please open wide the doors of your kindness to those who have died today, and in your mercy accept them into your kingdom. Master, please show us your love. Master, thank you especially for the favor you have shown me today. Master, please show us your love. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And please do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Master, please watch over us day and night, and in the midst of life's countless changes, give us the strength of your eternal love. We make this request through our Master Prince Jesus, your Son, who is alive and reigning with you in the Holy Spirit as one God through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.